T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our first guest today, and I want to introduce him by playing a little bit of an audio that you probably saw if you watched the ESPYs a few weeks ago. The great Buffalo Bill quarterback, Hall of Famer, Jim Kelly, accepting the Jimmy V Award.
I came up with a saying, make a difference today for someone who is fighting for their tomorrow. Every single person in this room can be a difference maker. You can be just a normal person, gets up every morning and goes to work. But you can be a difference maker, putting a smile on those faces. My kids, my friends, when they came in to see me, not once did they ever have a frown on their face. So I just urge anybody out there, if you have somebody out there suffering, it doesn't have to be cancer. It could be somebody not having a good day. It could be your mom, your dad. It could be your grandparents. What you say to them and the smile that you have on your face, that can be the difference in them making it the next day. Remember that. Always, always persevere. Like Jimmy V said, never, ever give up. I love you all. God bless, and may the good Lord continue to bless you. Thank you.
Unbelievable. Jim Kelly at the ESPYs Award, and even better news, just a few weeks later, he went in, got a scan, and he was clean. And he joins us on the phone line right now. Jim, great to talk to you, and great to hear that things are going a lot better, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess you're going to say that. No, they're good. No, I'm very blessed. And before I even get started, guys, I want to let you know that Mark me down. I heard that somebody's matching donations up to $5,000. Put me down for $1,000. I will donate to what you guys are doing today. So mark me down for $1,000 and make sure that I get the address for you, send the check, because I know that there's so many people out there that are fighting for their every day. And as I said before, and I hope you can understand me, because last week I just got all my teeth removed from the bottom right side of my jaws, because they saw a lot of things they didn't like. But thank God there's no cancer. But unfortunately, I can't speak as well as, say, a Fred Smirlis.
Hold on. You're speaking a lot better than Fred ever spoke to. Come on, please. You know that. If you can explain it, you can explain.
I know. I just have to mess with my boy Fred. I love him to death, and he's one of those guys. When I came to Buffalo, that he was there for me, and he was a difference maker in my life when I started with the Buffalo Bills. So, Fred, you know I'm just messing with you. But if we go into that speech, I was just honored, number one, that Dan Marino and John Elway, two of my best friends, were there to introduce me. And then, of course, probably better than anything, is to have my two beautiful daughters walk Daddy up on the stage. And I never knew, or I prayed each and every day that when that day came that I'll be able to get up on that stage and be able to do that. And I said exactly the way it is, guys. And I'll say it again, that with my family, I was so blessed, because I have five brothers, and they've been through everything with me, and I've been through a lot with them, too, both ways. But they've been through, the Super Bowls when we didn't win, and how they talked to me, and, how they said, never give up, and you have to have a good attitude. You're the leader of the team, you're the captain, blah, blah, blah. And then when my son was born on my birthday, Valentine's Day, all the dreams that I had for him to be able to coach him playing football and baseball and basketball and going hunting with him, and how that pretty much devastated my life, thinking, Lord, you put me through, the four Super Bowls. Now you're going to give me a son born on my birthday, and he's going to have a fatal genetic disease. And then, of course, having back surgery, neck surgery. I can go on and on. But the thing is, it's the attitude that people have around you that helps you persevere through this. And I can honestly say that I don't know if I'd been able to make it if I did not have my family, my brothers, and the people around me. There's so many people from Buffalo, even people who are Patriots fans, that have wrote me letters and sent me, emails saying they're praying for me. Those are the things that gets people through. And I can, a sad day for me today, and I don't need to bring this up, but when we talk about persevering, making somebody's day, one of my best friend's brother committed suicide last night. And he called me, and I didn't yell at him, but I said, why didn't you ever tell me that your brother was going through some tough times? That's what I love to do. I love to be able to make somebody's day, because who knows, that could have been one person in his life. That, and I know him pretty well, but I didn't know he was going through all that, because he doesn't live in Buffalo. He lives out of town, and he took his life last night. And those are the things that I try to make sure. And I'm sure you guys do the same thing. When you see somebody that's not doing well, you try to, you know, make sure that their day is better by what you say, your attitude. And I just go back to my family again. My daughter's never walked into my hospital room with a frown or with a sad puppy look. They walked in with an attitude, you're going to make my day better. And I just urge everybody out there listening, man, you can be a difference maker in somebody's life by just a smile you have on your face or those few words that come out of your mouth. Because, you know, when you go through tough times, you need those people. You need friends. You need somebody to smile for you.
You know, Jim, you, obviously your career, you're a Hall of Famer. You've been through it. It's a very physical league. And when the career is over, you find out. Take me through that first moment, because we were talking about how scary that can be to hear those words and for those to hear those words when you first heard that word cancer.
Well, you know what? It shocked me to begin with, because I never thought about it. But as I drove down the road, I started really thinking about it. And I'll be honest with you, I had to pull off the side of the road, and I broke down. And I didn't break down because I had cancer. And I think I said this in my speech. I broke down because my wife has already been through my son in 8.5 years of raising him and seeing what he went through. And my two daughters, who were one older, one younger than Hunter, saw every single moment, every day of what he went through. And now how am I going to tell my wife, my two kids, that they might lose the second man in their life, and that's their father and their husband? And that probably, for me, was the toughest part, because I knew how much they'd been through. And I just didn't want to have to put them through that again. And I'm saying, oh, my, how am I going to do this? But I dropped to my knees, and I prayed the Lord to give me the right words to say when I got home to tell them. And from that point on, not one time did they ever blink an eye. They were right there for me from start to finish, not only them, my brothers, and now the country. And to be honest with you guys, I was kind of a little mad that my wife went so public with it. But she knew how bad it was, and I really never thought about it that way. But she knew, as a Christian, that I need as many people praying for me as possible. Now that I've become a Christian, I totally get it. I understand why I'm still here, and I understand why she went to the social media, because the more people you have praying for you, the better off you're going to be.
Jim, talk about the doctors that care for you and how important they are to your recovery and your overall state of mind going through this such a tough situation.
Well, they're of course, as we know, being athletes, when you go through tough times, and when you're, whether you blow your knee out, or you hurt your shoulder, you get a concussion, you always need the doctors that know what they're doing and saying the right things. And when I was in the hospital in Buffalo, they were a difference maker. They were just not just with me, but the people on our floor. I walk around and just seeing how they smile and how they made the guys on our floor and the ladies on our floor really think positive that they are going to make it, that we're all going through tough times. And they've been unbelievable. And for my surgery, especially when I had to go to New York City for my major one, is total reconstruction of my upper jaw. They took the fibula bone out of my leg and totally ripped out the whole upper part of my jaw on both sides and built me a whole new mouth. I guess you could probably say that. But just having the doctors and the things that they say, there's only certain people can do things like that, and I'm very blessed. I've had good ones from the Mount Sinai to Lynch Hill Hospital to ECMC here in Buffalo. I've been very blessed to have some good doctors and nurses right by my side.
It's amazing, because we're talking to a lot of doctors up there at the Dana-Farber and what they do and a lot of the similar stuff that you're talking about. It is amazing, some of the stuff they're doing. So from what I understand, they are reconstructing your entire jaw, and they use part of the leg bone. Is that correct, Jim?
Yeah, they is a 12.5-hour surgery. What they did was they totally cut me from my right ear all the way down to my bottom of my neck, all the way up, and then all the way up in the middle by my Adam's apple to my chin. They took all my lymph nodes out, and then they pulled that flap back, and they took my fibula bone from my left leg, took that out because it's non-weight-bearing bone, And Dr. Erkin, who wrote the book on this surgery, is the one that did it. And they put that bone, I think they broke it up into three or four different pieces, to be honest with you, I can't remember at this time. And they redid that, and then he pulled blood vessels and everything from my arm and skin and bone graft from my leg also. And they were able to attach all this stuff to my upper jaw. I don't know how they did it, guys. No clue. But you know what? So far, so good. The pain is still there, and it will be there for a while. But you know what? Just have to suck it up and know that there's so many people out there with a lot worse than you do. And the doctors told me it's going to take some time. But, hey, I'm a very patient person. And I have to say a little BS on that one. I'm not very patient. I'd rather be feeling good today and not have to worry about tomorrow. But I've been very blessed, and I know the guys down there do a great job at the hospital. And but you need people like that that know what they're doing, and there's certain surgeries that take the best in the business. And I'm very blessed. I had a good one, and Dr. Mark Erkin from Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City.
Listen, you're an inspiration. You've been through hell and back, but you're here to talk about it. And the more you talk about it, the easier you make it for everybody else. So we really appreciate you spending a few minutes joining us. Plus, the you know, taking a shot at Smirlis doesn't hurt you in our eyes either. That was pretty good.
I like it. And Freddie, I just love it because you tell me to say the word potato. Potato. Where the heck do you get potato out of potato? I don't even have this clue. But
everybody says he.
Of this season, guys, I know our big game up here against the Patriots is the night that Thurman Thomas gets his number retired. So we're looking forward to that. But hopefully, good things to come out of Buffalo. And I know it's a battle. When Tom Brady's behind center, it's always a battle. So God bless you guys. I you out to listen. Realize you can be a difference maker. Give that person in your family or a friend that needs that hug and make their day better by what you say and the smile you have on your face.
Jim, great talking
Thanks, Jim.
To you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
The great Jim Kelly, Hall of Famer for the Buffalo Bills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.